This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight, right here. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America, including in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and on the satellite, streaming live online. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world. Also to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, and the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, a special shout-out goes to all of our roughnecks working the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, and the northern tundra of the U.S. of A., plus to our Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia, and a special shout-out to all the merchant marine guys and gals out there, too. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. And joining us right now, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, it was quite the day yesterday. We had the Democratic debate last night in Charleston, South Carolina. But during the day, we had a couple of things happen which made news in the wrong sense. Here's Joe Biden saying something that just absolutely is mind-boggling. Listen to this. Well, let's see here. I got to do it again. Okay, listen to this.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate. Look me over. If you like what you see, help out. If not, vote for the other guy. Give me a look, though, okay? That's all I've really got to say to you. I got 2 minutes and 30 seconds left. I'm looking at the clock down.
United States Senate.
Yep. Yeah, give me a look
and don't choose the other Biden or something like that. What the heck? What was he thinking?
Well, you know, I was wondering about that, Captain, and I'm wondering if it's just, you know, he had been campaigning so much back in the day when he was running for U.S. Senate, but then later on, of course, over 8 years ago, he was running for vice president, and then he was the vice president for 8 years, and now he's running for president, so I don't know if this is some weird muscle memory, quote-unquote, thing that happened, but this is real similar, as you might have also heard, when he said that he had negotiated a climate agreement or something with Deng Xiaoping, who died over 20 years ago.
Yeah, and it had nothing to do with what he was saying chronologically, so you know he was lying about it. And then the other thing he did was he was talking about, well, when I helped get Barack Obama get elected back in 2012, and then the commentator very quickly said, you mean 2008? Oh, yeah, 2008.
Yeah, and it is. It's kind of sad, you know.
It's dementia.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we sort of saw that sort of playing out even on the debate stage because he sort of had this weird cadence to his voice as if to believe that if he would just sort of shout everything, then that would make him seem strong and ready to take over as president. But I don't know that it had that desired effect tonight.
No, and then here's something else that he said. This was something else. This was at a rally on Monday in Charleston, South Carolina. Let's see if you can pick up the big, big blunder he tossed out.
And folks, one of the things I'm proudest of is getting past, getting moved, getting control of the Paris Climate Accord. I'm the guy that came back after meeting with Deng Xiaoping and making the case that I believe China would join if we put pressure on them. We got almost 200 nations to join.
There you go.
That's right. Yeah, again, yeah, Deng Xiaoping, he was in China back during the Tiananmen Square. That was in the late 80s, 1980, you know, in that time.
Yeah, when the guy got run over with a tank.
Yeah, exactly. And so is Joe not putting this together properly in his recollection, or is he sort of, you know, we don't know what's going on. And again, all politics aside, it's kind of a sad thing to sort of witness, because I think a lot of people remember Joe Biden, and he's been a political fixture for the last 50 years, basically. But here he is kind of going out in this sort of ignominious fashion, and I think a lot of people are saddened by it.
Well, not to be outdone, here's Mayor Pete.
Let me begin by acknowledging that asking a woman of color for her vote, asking you for your vote, is a lot to ask. I mean, it is a lot to ask anyone for their vote, but women of color have been the backbone of this campaign, of Democratic campaigns, and of this party.
Really?
Yeah, an interesting thing. And again, you know, I think one of the things I think that people want is they want to see how everybody's going to be able to prosper under the plans of their given candidate. And there's an inclusiveness that should be there. And so it's interesting that he sort of went that direction.
Well, later on in the day, he came back and corrected himself and said he meant to say Democratic women.
Right. Well, exactly.
So there's a lot of this stuff going on right now, and you want to talk about a party that's in disarray, and we haven't even gotten to what took place last night at the debate, and we will get into that, because here comes the music, so hold that idea, Kyle. But we will get into that when we come back, because this is unbelievable. And, I mean, you want to talk about firing cannon volleys at each other last night. They lost, the moderators lost control of that debate right off the get-go, the second they turned on the microphones. Okay, Kathy, give them the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And Mr. Mike Gallagher's headed up to CPAC. He was broadcasting yesterday, Charleston, South Carolina, but he's headed up to CPAC. My good friend and chief engineer, Robert Haley, good morning to him this morning. He's up there laying some cable down up there at CPAC right now so that the Salem Radio Network guys can be broadcasting from up there. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with any type of nagging pain, arthritis pain, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, foot pain, muscle aches in general, or just general pain, then let me suggest to you the non-narcotic, all-natural Relief Factor and getting on the three-week quick start to see what it'll do for you. Now, it's only $19.95. It's all natural. The ingredients in there, it's like taking some extra vitamins. It's also got items in there that'll help you with swelling if you got that problem. I was with Mary. And by the way, hello, Mary. She stopped by to see us yesterday at Mission Barbecue along with Bill and, let's see. Well, we had two or three other people in there, too. But anyway, I gave her a couple of samples of Relief Factor to see how it worked for her, and she said something about the fact that she knew what it was. But anyway, the website to go to check on the product and to see what it is, what it has, is relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and sign up for the three-week quick start, $19.95 Relief Factor three-week quick start. You'll know at the end of the second week, and certainly no later than the third, whether or not it's going to work for you. And, I mean, all you got to lose is pain, right? Well, relieffactor.com/captain is the way to go. And believe me when I tell you, it's worked for me for 3 years and 10 months, and we're coming up just a couple of days away from 3 years and 11 months. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, the Democratic debate on the stage last night, and I only saw the highlights. I didn't watch the whole debate. turned into chaos. I mean, the moderators lost control. The candidates were talking over each other. They got very boisterous. Joe Biden was trying to talk the loudest because I guess he thought that would make him look like the commander in charge or something like that. But even that didn't work.
No, it really didn't work for Joe Biden. And, of course, everybody else, they kept raising their hands all over the place. And even Bernie Sanders, he seemed to be displeased, shall we say, with some in the audience a few different times, as looking at the audience and going, really? Really? That's this kind of thing.
Well, you know what I was thinking when they raised their hands? You remember in school you'd raise your hand, and if you really wanted to chime in, you'd go, ooh, ooh, ooh. That's what I was waiting for was a noise.
That's right. From Welcome Back, Cotter. Remember Horshack and Welcome
yeah.
Back, Cotter would do that.
Yeah. But anyway, that's about all I'm going to say about the debate. But it was just, it was really, between them going after Bernie and them going after Bloomberg early on, and then the shots being fired back and forth amongst each other, Amy Klobuchar and certainly Tom Steyer, who's got more money, just like Bloomberg, he's got more money. He can just stay in there with the money he's got and not worry about anything. And then, of course, you got Bloomberg. Those three are the bottom end of the pyramid. And Buttigieg and, well, wait a minute. I know what I should say. They did a poll. CBS did a poll because it was their debate with 1,500 participants at the end of the debate. Did you hear the results?
Yeah, I think I know Bernie came out on top on that. I know
barely
that.
By 1 point over Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
And then right behind them and in the mix, and I do mean in the mix, was Mayor Pete. And then right behind him was Elizabeth Warren. Those were the top four. And then there was a big gap between the other three.
Well, you know, I think the voters, Captain, who are watching this, and the voters who are watching this debate, perhaps even to vote in South Carolina on Saturday, they may be looking at Biden as some sort of alternative to Bernie Sanders, only insofar as that what Bernie Sanders represents is so far out of the scope of what our country is even all about. And he has got a lot of traction, there's no doubt, because he talks about the free stuff, et cetera, et cetera. But tonight you heard them really go after him because of his extreme views. And a lot of Americans say, wait a minute, that's, you know, we're not Cuba. Give me a break. Or at least I should say we're not Castro's Cuba.
Well, because we can't really believe Joe Biden anymore with some of the whoppers that he's putting out there, I heard him say, well, you know, I'm up by 15 points nationwide. He made that comment somewhere along the line when they were interviewing him before. Or no, it wasn't before. It was after the debate when they interviewed him on stage. I think it was Major Garrett interviewed him. But anyway, the ABC Ipsos poll that just came out before the debate has Bernie Sanders up over Biden by 11 points. So, you know, you got polls to tell you anything you want, I guess.
Well, exactly. But and it depends on how they're weighted and all that too. But with Bernie Sanders, I mean, the socialist ideology, you know, is the idea of taking over telecommunications, of taking over industry, of government-run healthcare, and he really is absolutely 100% serious about this kind of thing, and it's very, very scary. I can't imagine the economy under somebody like Bernie Sanders, who's not looking to be the next manager of the United States, the next chief executive. I think he's looking to make a total, you know, change built on the ideology that he lauds, for example, the revolution in Cuba, which he said he couldn't believe what Kennedy and Nixon were saying about how they wanted to do something about the revolution in Cuba. Bernie Sanders said it actually made him physically ill back then,
yeah.
1960. That should tell us everything.
Yeah, and the other thing is, switching gears now, Donald Trump over in India, as he was leaving the final speech that he gave with Prime Minister Modi, this is what he had to say. And by the way, some pretty good trade news there, but here's what Donald Trump had to say.
You have come so far, but it is nothing compared to with how far India will go into the future, and the Prime Minister is laying the foundations for a future like few other countries can even think of. This nation is blessed with many treasures, from the sacred banks of the Ganges to the Golden Temple, and the Jama Masjid. It is the home to some of the most cherished cultural heritage anywhere on earth. It is also the land of stunning vistas and astounding natural wonders, from the rugged peaks of the Himalayas to the splendid shores of Goa. And India has always been a wellspring of deep wisdom and great ideas, from the Vestas and the ancient epics all the way to the modern India nation. But standing before all of you today, I know that true strength of India is not found in its textbooks, its landmarks, or its landscapes. The true strength of India is found in 125,000 beating hearts in this stadium, and the millions and millions of people who have seen and witnessed our great friendship and admiration today.
Well, there you go. And I mean, it couldn't have worked out nicer, the $3 billion deal that they announced with the military contract for the helicopters, the attack helicopters, and then the ExxonMobil contract for developing natural gas in India, helping them develop their own natural gas, plus bringing in the liquefied natural gas by ship from the United States. That's a big deal there, too. So and it's just a guess on my part because I'm not sure how much the ExxonMobil thing was, but it had to be $4 billion anyway for the trip because we know the military end of it was $3.
Well, exactly. And this, of course, you know, hey, America is doing well. Our friend India is doing well. And if we could work together, well, this is where the work gets done. I mean, this is what helps to pave the way for many years of great relationship, not only through trade or through, binding together with military, hardware and things like this, but also strategically, because this whole issue with China is getting not just because of the coronavirus, but because of a lot of other things. That's not going to go away anytime soon. So this is the president doing presidential things while the Democrats simply want to impeach him or have more, you know, whatever it is that Adam Schiff wants to do.
Yeah, and the other thing we're going to get into a discussion when we come back from the break about the coronavirus because the Olympics in Japan are in jeopardy right now. But the thing is that the president yesterday said that the United States is doing everything that it can right now in the virus fight. And even our Senator Chuck Grassley, who's in charge of the committee that oversees all this, said the same thing. And they did ask for $2.5 billion additional money to make sure that they cut this thing off, had this thing off at the pass, so to speak. All right, well, we'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. We will talk about the coronavirus when we come back because there was some additional news yesterday about that. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
We've all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Democratic debates in South Carolina are underway, and Bernie Sanders was asked where the money would come from to pay for health care for all and ended up in a debate with Amy Klobuchar.
Our plan, and we have laid out options all over the place. One of the options is a 7.5% payroll tax on employers, which will save them substantial sums of money.
No, the math does not add up. In fact, just on 60 Minutes this weekend, he said he wasn't going to rattle through the nickels and the dimes. Well, let me tell you how many nickels and dimes we're talking about. Nearly $60 trillion. Do you know how much that is for all of his programs? That is three times the American economy, not the federal government, the entire American economy.
As we head towards Super Tuesday, there'll be more debate updates throughout the evening, right here on USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at GEICO Insurance. GEICO is spelled G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, the website. And GEICO has been saving people money on their insurance for more than 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can go to GEICO.com and you can find out what it would cost. You can do a cost comparison and get a quote right there off the website for your car or your truck that you're driving or your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, your Ski-Doo, your Sea-Doo, and they can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance policy too through GEICO.com. Or you can also type in your zip code and they'll tell you who your local agent is, so that you can either meet with an agent or you can handle it all right there on the website, whatever works for you. GEICO, that's G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com. And I've been with them for, probably 12 to 15 years right now, and they've saved me money every year. I continue to get the safe driver discount, knock on wood, right there, and everything works out real good. And the package that I have, not only do I have my homeowners, but also my vehicle on there, they give me a bundle discount. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, a senior Olympics official in Japan says that if it proves too risky to hold the games in Tokyo this summer, organizers are more likely to cancel them rather than postpone them or move them somewhere else.
Exactly right. And, you know, just about a week or so ago, there's a candidate for mayor in London who said, hey, they could bring the Olympics here. But even so, Captain, I think that that would not necessarily be the case. But for this to come out from an actual IOC member, I think is very, very important. That means, now they do have a window here where they have to make that decision, but if they were to go that direction based on any more of how this disease spreads, and the rapidity of it, we may be looking at a canceled Olympics.
Well, we're hearing the numbers coming out of China, right?
Right.
And here's the general consensus of the world community, that the contagion in China is probably 10 times worse than what China's telling us.
That's right. Yeah, there was a report that was done which says that just that, and that's scary.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is that the coronavirus, according to the CDC, is likely to upend daily life in the United States, because what they're saying now, it came out yesterday, and there's a video to the effect as well, that it's not a case of if it gets here, it's a case of when it gets here.
And that's something that every American, everybody listening in the sound of our voices, Captain, we need to take that very, very seriously. It's not just what the government might say, because this is a very serious issue, certainly on a national level, but everybody, I think, has to start at least beginning to think about what they would do if the pandemic becomes a larger issue in the United States. Now, what the CDC was saying as well is they're already coming up with plans to tell businesses to help to let people telecommute from home, for example, for schools to see if they can teach kids online or in some remote fashion, and or break the kids up into smaller groups. This kind of thing. So this would impact daily life in a very, very big way, because as you mentioned to me off the air, you've got sporting events and all kinds of things where people are going to congregate. So what would that mean for what everybody's used to doing in their daily lives?
Well, I think we know what it would mean, because again, they're talking about this pandemic situation, and they're acting like as if it could come to the United States. So there's got to be certain things. But I will tell you that everybody needs to prepare. You need to have some sort of emergency kit, not only the mask, but the gloves, the things that we do when you see in a hospital what people wear, the masks and the protective gloves, as well as the some sort of thing to put over you, so that you've always got something, because somebody said, how about an apron? Well, an apron's better than nothing when you're walking around if somebody's sneezing and coughing, right?
Well, exactly. And mm-hmm. then, of course, as well, we've seen what this does to supply chains in China. But what happens if supplies or deliveries could be delayed for some reason because of a pandemic? Again, just like you're getting ready for a hurricane, you might want to make sure you have some supplies at home, and especially medicine, maybe have a little bit extra if and when the time comes for this, so that you're never worried about whether or not you're going to be able to go out and get to the drugstore kind of thing.
Yeah, and folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Now, there's a lawsuit down here in Florida right now, which is seeking to remove Bernie Sanders from the Florida Democratic ballot, because the people that have brought this lawsuit down here say that Bernie is not a Democrat.
Bernie is not a Democrat. You're absolutely right about that. He is an independent from Vermont. Now, back in 2016, he signed some kind of pledge that said he would run as a Democrat. He would, be bound by the Democrat platform, this kind of thing, and that he, if elected president, he would serve as a Democrat. My question is, why doesn't he just say he's a Democrat, at this point? And I think his wife tried to describe it something in Vermont there. It's, you can't really be one or the other, or some weird thing like that. But this is really interesting, because the Democrat front runner is not even a Democrat. Yeah, you're right.
Guess who's scheduled to be released from prison?
Who's that?
Bernie Madoff.
Oh, really?
And Bernie Madoff's victims have got till Friday of this week to weigh in on his release. The judge wants to know, and he is scheduled for early release next week if the judge goes along with it.
Interesting. Yeah. So this is not a that he served his time. This is an early release where they would have the ability to chime in and with the effects that that this person brought upon so many people with his crimes.
And then yesterday there was something else strange going on there. That judge, who is no friend of Donald Trump or Roger Stone, I would almost have to say she's a Democratic operative, the federal judge hearing Roger Stone's case, explored the chances yesterday of a new trial. It was done behind closed doors. She also was calling some of the jurors to come in and testify about what went on with the possible corruption of the jury with the foreman, the woman foreman, who did not tell the female judge that she was, in effect, a never-Trumper, if you will.
Right, exactly. And in my opinion, Captain, I think that anybody who did not give the full information about what they were into, what they were involved with, and so forth, that seems to me to be an automatic new trial, because that is the very definition of bias or deception, even on the part of the juror. But this is the judge, Judge Amy Berman Jackson, I understand, said something about Roger Stone covered up things for Donald Trump, but I don't think that was what he was on trial for, basically. But this is a very interesting sort of situation, and she's the same judge, if I'm not mistaken, that sent Paul Manafort to solitary confinement.
Yes, she did, and that was very highly skeptical too. But anyway, let's finish up with this: the South Carolina debate in Charleston last night. Do you think it changed anything with the voters?
You know, that's a real, real good question. It might have diminished Bernie a little bit, because he's come under such attack, especially because of his socialist ideology that might be one of the things on display, maybe for one of the very first times.
Well, here's who it diminished. It diminished Joe Biden, because he made a huge blunder when he talked about how many people had been killed by guns since 2007. He says 150 million people have been killed in the United States by guns since 2007. Really, Joe? Since 1968, the total is 1.4 million.
Right, exactly. 150 million would be roughly half the population of the United States.
Yeah, and again, you got to wonder, what is wrong with the guy? Well, I believe it's dementia.
Well, he's just not dealing with all the information that you have to cram into your head to be a presidential candidate. You have to rattle off statistics and do all kinds of stuff, but it's not sitting well with Joe. And it's kind of sad to see.
All righty, tell everybody how to hear your show, please.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and I'll be right back with our first Truckers Highway and Byway report. And, yeah, we got us a snowstorm out there moving along the Midwest all the way up into New England. And if you're driving east on I-90 tonight of Chicago and you're headed across I-90, you're going into upstate New York, coming up out of New York City, going up towards Montreal, you might have a little bit of fun. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
a little CCR, Creedence, Clearwater, Revival, and Born on a Bayou, going back in the oldies, a blast from the oldies but goodies, and this portion of the program brought to you by your local Pilot Travel Center or your Flying J Truck Stop, not your daddy's truck stop anymore, and a big shout out to Catwoman and Road Dog, they're on their way down to Laredo. Also to Alep in Nebraska, who's probably freezing his butt off tonight, and to we got LJ. Hello, LJ. And we've got who is this now? This is okay. We got Terry up in Nashville, and we've got Steve in Thailand, and Richard the Marine out in Oregon, and Dave up in Indiana. And those are the people who've all chimed in so far. And we got more people chiming in as I speak, but I'll get to them in a minute. Now, a developing winter storm is sweeping up through the northeastern quadrant of the U.S. over the next couple of days. This has got a swath of heavy snow. It's going to be followed by lake effect snow from parts of the Ohio Valley along I-90 and the Great Lakes to northern New England. Now, also locally heavy rain will be possible across portions of the northeast and the southeast, while a potential line of strong thunderstorms is going to roll through the middle Atlantic as well as down through the south. Now, tonight we have got snow starting out in Missouri, and it's along I-70. The snow goes through the central part of Illinois and then goes up to Chicago, then goes across the northern half, Indianapolis north in Indiana, and it's in the northwestern corner of Ohio tonight from Dayton up to Toledo. And also across all of the lower part of Michigan on I-94 all the way to Detroit and over to Sault Ste. Marie right now and along the lake. And then we have a winter storm watch, but it's going to be the lake effect snow that's going to be kicking in across I-90. And it'll be going all the way across I-90, Ohio, and up to Erie, Pennsylvania, up to Buffalo. It's going to follow its way across through central New York to Syracuse and up north all the way to Canada. It's going to go across the upper part of the Adirondacks and hit the Lake George area and goes north all the way up to Montreal, up to Canada. And then the winter storm watch continues in Vermont, in New Hampshire, and in Maine. So that's what we got going on over the next couple of days. There is some rain in the mix right now down below Philadelphia, Delaware, parts of New Jersey, parts of Maryland, and Virginia. And by the way, there's some fog tonight going up I-95 from the North Carolina line all the way up through Richmond, through D.C., up towards Philadelphia, and even into South Jersey. We have some fog along 95 tonight, so be advised of that. And there'll be some winds behind this as this system decides what it's going to do across Carolina, the mountains of Carolina, mountains of eastern Tennessee, and the mountains of South Carolina as well. So be advised of that. And we've also got some weather tonight down in the Gulf trying to decide what it wants to do there. We have a system in the southwestern corner of the Gulf. Now, we've got some winds around Galveston, up towards Houston, and down below Brownsville, about 50 miles west from Brownsville, going up the Rio Grande Valley down there. We've got some very extremely dry fire conditions there, so that's be very careful down there. And then we got a little bit of snow, just a little bit of cluster of snow on I-40 east of Amarillo, almost to Oklahoma City tonight, and that's just something that's kind of tailing along here, chasing the system that's going up the East Coast and whatnot. Southern California got a little bit of wind there tonight in the southern part of Southern California from San Diego over east and then down towards Mexico, down along the border. We've got another small system that's coming in from southern Oregon on down to northern California. Right now, all we got so far is some riptides out there and a little bit of wind along the coastline. But keep your eyes on that. That could also develop into something. But keep in mind also that the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by Pilot and Flying J, because your Pilot travel centers nowadays, they are not your daddy's truck stop anymore. We used to pull in there, get some cheap fuel, get a cup of coffee, get a hot dog, a bag of chips, and you're out on the road and gone again. Nope, not anymore. Now they have got anything from a McDonald's to a Wendy's to an Arby's, could have a Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, could have a Chester's Chicken or a full-service Dairy Queen with their complete menu in there, too. Now, the Flying J's, of course, have the sit-down restaurants. Could be a Denny's, could be a Huddle House, could be a Moe's Southwest Grill. And up in the Northeast, you'll find they'll have a Dunkin' Donuts in the ones in New York, Indiana, and New Hampshire to go along with the restaurant that they've got in there. And you might even find a full-service Dunkin' Donuts where they give you the breakfast sandwich, and they give you the lunch sandwich, and they give you a little dinner menu. Plus, they've got soup, homemade soup, and they've got chili as well. And you just never know anymore, because these places, they continue to get all that much better. And, okay, who is this chiming in down here? All right, we got a couple more people. Oh, yeah, okay, Terry. How you doing there, Terry? That's Terry. I didn't recognize you to begin with. Terry's chiming into the chat room. And by the way, if you want to chime in the chat room, here's the deal, okay? It's the Captain's Group. It's what it's called, the Captain's Group. But in order to get in there, you have to like the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And that's what it says, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And then once you do that, you're eligible. You can get into the chat room and start conversing with the people that are in there right now. And right now we've got, let's see here. We've got 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 61, 3, 65 people in the chat room all carrying on different conversations and some people just being quiet. But that's who's in there right now in the chat room. And if you want to be one of the people in there, so be it. But that's how you go about doing it. And Terry gets it. By the way, Major Mac, how you doing, my man? He's up somewhere in the frozen tundra himself. And good morning, Sondi. Good morning, Sherry. Good morning to Mark the Trucker. He didn't tell me where he's at. Good morning, Mel, up here in Saratoga Springs. I see you just sent me a message here a little while ago. Didn't catch it till right then. And hello, Trey. And hello, Janet. And again, good morning to Mary. And good morning to all the folks along the line that are listening to us at your place of business right now, the overnight clerks and all that sort of stuff. All right, we're coming back with more right after this news break coming up. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting all across America from our flagship station here in Tampa, Florida. I'll be back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.